Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1253, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Loewe was out in his place in the hall, and Mr. Stelker and Mr. Quinn and Mr. Zaganki, these foremen were sitting around there because work had shut down there, as they told me, due to the fact that the plant was wholly demoralized, the girls were running into hysterics, they couldn't stick to their work, they were crying and going on over what had happened there. I spoke to the boys who were there in the office about the happenings of that morning, of course, at more or less length. Then Mr. Quinn said he would like to take me back to the metal department on the office floor where the newspapers had said that Mr. Barrett of the metal department had claimed he had found blood spots and where he had found some hair. Mr. Quinn took me to the little lathe back in the metal department and explained to me that Mr. Barrett had told him just the same as he said here, that those strands of hair were so few in number that he didn't see them until he turned the handle and they wound around his fingers, and moreover that the position of the handle of the tool, which that handle actuates on that tool, that small lathe, was in the same relative position to the work in the lathe as when they left it on Friday evening previous to that Monday. They then took me over to the place in front of the dressing room where it was claimed the blood spots were found. Now I examined those spots. I didn't examine them standing up. I didn't depend on the light from the windows, but I stooped right down to those spots, and I took a strong electric flash lamp that we had around there and looked at them and examined them carefully. And I made a certain conclusion after that examination. Now, gentlemen, if there is any one thing in and about a factory, after my 7 years of practical experience in factories, that I do know, it is the care and condition of factory floors. Now, take that metal plant, for instance. That plant, as you know, is a place where we reform all shape and spin sheet brass, and of course, of necessity, we use a great deal of lubricant there. Now, the lubricant that is used on this eyelet machine, these large machines that change the sheet metal from a ribbon into a shape, they use that form of lubricant which is known as Haskalene compound. Now, that Haskalene compound is of that compound are, for practical purposes, soap and soda oil in use. It is diluted to a great extent with water so it can flow easily onto the tools or onto the metal, so the tools that they use it on won't get brittle or smeared up, and that Haskalene compound is carried to these little machines in the metal room, right almost up to that dressing room, and that Haskalene remains on them and sticks to them, and you are apt to find that Haskalene compound on the floor there anywhere around in that metal room near any of those machines, and when it is spilled on the floor, it is not sopped up, but it is just swept up with a broom. Moreover, a point that has not been brought out, so far as I know, right opposite that dressing room is kept the scrap brass, the scrap barrels in which the scrap metal from the eyelet machines is put, and that is full of that Haskalene compound, that metal being put into the barrel, of course, with the fluid on it. It flows to the bottom and is apt to get out of the bottom of that barrel onto the floor. But getting back to the floor of the metal room, there is a constant spilling of lubricants, and as I say, it is calm.